In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Welcome to Phantasmagoria. I need everyone to shut up right now, because I'm jumping right into a lightning round of Postmates notifications.
Okay.
Right off the bat. You remember last time that happened?
Of course.
Yeah, how did we forget? This is a fun treat. Today is a celebrity episode of Postmates notifications.
Oh, wait, so this is a celebrity that got a notification from
Postmates. Oh, no, this is yours truly, John Houston Tanner. But I did get a notification from Postmates saying free delivery from Paul McCartney.
Oh no.
Which I didn't order anything out of fear that he might actually show up and I might have to face Paul McCartney. Could you imagine? I just want Taco Bell. It's a normal suburban night.
Wait a minute. That's it? Free delivery from Paul McCartney?
From Paul McCartney.
Or just delivery?
Free delivery, comma, from Paul McCartney.
That's it.
He bought me free Postmates.
I don't understand.
You think I do? Why do you think I bring him to the table here? There's nothing more fantastic. This is the most phantasmagoria thing I've brought to the table ever.
Is Paul McCartney alive?
Ooh. If he's not, that's in bad taste, Postmates. And kind of a threat, almost.
From Paul McCartney.
So I got that one December 18th. December 31st, happy food year to you. Which isn't... not terrible. A bit of a step down.
That is terrible.
Well, it's bad in a pun sense, but as far as a comedy sense, it is a step down from the Paul McCartney tweet. And then Postmates comes right back around with the sucker punch. January 2nd. Surprise from Gwen Stefani. This deal is bananas. Gwen Stefani bought me Taco Bell. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
They're really bad, dude.
They're rough. And then January 3rd, the very next day, lose the attitude.
That's it?
Postmates.
Whoa!
Postmates saw me taking screenshots and told me to get off my high horse and cut the shiz.
I don't get it.
Lose the attitude, subtitle, get free delivery on any order with code Let's Eat. Lose the attitude? What does that even mean?
Every time, okay. You know what? This is actually good, Houston.
This is
a good thing. And let me explain why.
Okay, lay it
on
me.
For years.
Okay.
Over a decade, I have watched commercials. I have read little captions, slogans, heard radio ads of people that just are, I swear to you, are trying to make their commercials
as bad as possible.
Yes.
I agree, 100%. And I'm sure it's hard, but...
It's frick, not.
Yeah,
it's not. It would take me 5 seconds.
Like, as you're watching it, you're like, why didn't you do this? Like, why didn't you just... You even revise it a little. Like, you can tell. You can see a lot of the time.
Like, yeah. Just so...
I don't want to rag on anyone's profession, but I mean, like, come on.
And I know we don't stand alone, but, like, I'm just gonna... Like, we... You watch several commercials, advertisements, and think about the people sitting around their table with their whiteboard, mm-hmm, and they're like, mm-hmm, all right, this is good.
Maybe it's
comedy
because...
gold right here.
Maybe it's because they know it, like, it doesn't matter. Like, they're like, it's just to get our name out there. They see us, they think of us, that's it.
Yeah, so here's why it's good, is because that's that's all we have to beat.
Yeah.
That's all we have to beat in order to be better than professional.
The worst is when you see that there was some extra thought put into it, and it's still like not great. I think of the Sonic Drive-In the commercials. You know what I'm talking about? You got Joe and Schmo sitting in their car. You don't know. You don't know.
I do, but
they're just sitting there.
I try to avoid those
ordering food, quipping at each other for who knows how long.
Long enough to be in the however long it takes to be in the Sonic drive,
dude.
It's not the drive-through; it's just Sonic.
It's Sonic, yeah. You just sit outside in your car.
That's how they do stuff.
Which is like, I mean, you can only follow that kind of business model for like half the year. The other, like, when it's winter, who thinks, "Oh, I want to go to Sonic and sit outside while they bring me my food"?
Well, you don't sit outside; you sit in your car,
I guess. But theirs is a topless.
Oh, that you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually shocked. Then there might be, but I'm shocked there's not, like, just because they've always, because they have to film them. It's always been like a topless convertible. I wonder if in the winter.
I bet you they film them inside.
Oh, for sure. No, but what I'm saying is, like, it would be a funny commercial. Sonic, this one's on me. This is on the house. Film one in the winter for a new shake or a hot cocoa or something, and like have their classic car they're always in filled with snow. Because that's like meta commentary on your own, like, style of commercial that you do. Houston, instead of having these guys make lame hot dog based puns at each
other.
That's
moderately clever, and that's too clever they're trying to do.
Too much. they need to stick to puns and not much else. I can't even remember a single thing they've ever said, but I know they'd make dad jokes at each other.
So every time you think about, every time anyone tells you, hey, guess what? Your podcast sucks.
It's not the best, not as bad as Sonic.
You go, you know what sucks even more? Progressive, Sonic.
Progressive has had their time in the spotlight before. I haven't seen a more recent one.
If you freaking
But they've made it
throw
happen
a
in the
bucket
past.
Of noodles at the wall, one or two are gonna stick.
You can still call it pasta.
But it's still gonna be a mess.
Yeah, no. Geico usually hits.
I just
out of
made
park.
That up, by the way.
Yeah, no. You combined like three analogies into nothing. Geico hits it out of the park. Allstate's not bad, but
I think, like, Allstate's fine. They're not trying to like be backbreaking funny.
Here's what happens though: you laugh, you like the internet laughs collectively at a few commercials, and they're like, "Oh, you liked that? What if we do it the exact same way, same joke, same style?" That's what they do. Allstate has done that.
Yeah, like, that is true.
They've taken the Jake from Allstate thing, and they're like, oh, it's me, I'm back.
Who's Mayhem?
Who's Mayhem?
The you know, Mayhem, the guy. He's like, I'm...
Oh! Which, Liberty, I want to say? No, it's not Liberty.
Whoever it is, they beat him into the ground. It was like funny the first time I watched it, and they were like, you know what? We're doing this for every other commercial forever.
Yeah. And he does his own stunts too. So.
Sign a 25-year contract, please.
He got locked into a 25-year corporate contract, and his life is on the line every time the internet has a good chuckle.
He has literally become Mayhem in real life, IRL.
The one that cracked me up, I remember. I don't remember what happens, but I remember him looking right at the camera and with a dead stare said, I'm a 14-year-old girl. And then like a tree branch falls on him. Yep. And it killed me. I thought it was the funniest crap I had ever seen.
All right.
The Mayhem.
Mayhem
has become him.
Yeah.
He is Mayhem. Wow. I love that.
Usually what happens to the roles that you play forever and ever. You become them. This is titled... A weird experience while driving. So I had this weird experience during the Christmas holidays while driving home from college to see my parents. I was driving on the 60-mile-an-hour... I was driving 60 miles an hour on the highway, and I started switching the lane. I took a quick glance in the rearview mirror. As I looked back on the road, I realized what I had just seen. I swear I could see someone's legs walking.
Whoa.
In the rearview mirror.
Dude, this is the Google Maps pants story follow-up.
and it was not someone crossing the road because the legs did not seem to get further away even though I drove 60 miles per hour. As I realized what I saw, I looked back but saw nothing out of the ordinary.
Just a pair of pants running, sprinting after your car?
Whoa, whoa. Nobody said anything about pants, Houston. All we've gotten so far is legs.
Naked as the day they were grown legs.
I wonder if what I saw was a spirit of some sort. Do any of you guys have any similar experiences? Yeah, like... The leg spirit.
The Google Map pants ghost. Yeah. We have it up on our Instagram.
But here's the thing. These legs are freaking cooking at 60 miles an
They're
hour.
They're literally made for walking.
They're made for
sprinting.
Power walking. What is the difference between running and walking? Is it... I've always thought it was...
Did you just ask me what the difference between running and walking is?
Yeah, like at what point are you running?
When I'm moving fast...
You can't walk fast?
I guess I can.
At what speed do you stop walking,
Houston?
It's
like the way you run. Like walking.
Yeah, what is it?
It's like you use different... It's like the same muscles, but you probably use extra muscles to run.
So you're saying if I walked weird, then I...
I guess you could call that running. If it looked like you were running.
It has to... I think it's both of your feet leave the ground.
Yes, yes. I was just going to say that. And it's also if you're like pushing yourself off. Like instead of just like... taking a step forward and like landing on the next foot, it's pushing off with one foot, landing on the next, pushing off with that foot. When I imagine it, the way I've described it, it just sounds lunging.
I'm thinking about quap.
But that's what it is, essentially.
Dude.
You're pushing off the ground hard.
This guy
is... go faster.
These legs are walking.
They're walking. Did you say it was going 60 miles an hour?
60 miles an hour and he's walking. And hold on.
If a train... it's moving at 60 miles an hour, and a pair of legs is coming from the other direction at 60 miles an hour, which will arrive at the station first.
There is... here's what I'm puzzled by, though. But okay. Aside from the fact that we've seen legs...
Yeah, this is a recurring thing, which
it's
makes
in
it
the
frightening.
It's in the rear view mirror.
But then not when he turns around.
Where in the rear view mirror?
Probably
in your back seat or just like tailing behind, like even if let's say there's legs walking on the road behind me. Kay. On the highway.
Okay.
How do you see that in the rearview mirror?
I was imagining...
Are they freaking
it.
Yao Ming's legs?
Yao Ming?
Well, you know, tall basketball player.
Oh, I didn't know.
Very, very long legs.
Yeah, yeah.
To go over the back of your car and be visible in your window.
I was thinking about it in because I was trying to imagine, like, is he confused that there's not a body? Things like that. So would the legs, maybe just with the angle of your rearview mirror, be at like the top of it so the rest of the body's cut off? But then if that was the case, you'd move your rearview mirror to see the rest of the body. So no, I do think it was just a disembodied pair of legs.
Well, you can only... Your rearview mirror, like, sight is limited by the roof and backseat of your car.
Yeah, but when you turn... but I guess you could angle it. You could angle it to see more of the road.
A little.
A little, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on the truck, because some of them you can get like a clear view of like everything behind you.
Well, but, a truck?
Yeah. If it's got like a wide... I don't know. Frick. Could it have been... You know those... when cars like shut their trunk down on like a pair of pants? And it looked like
decoration?
They're hanging out. Yeah,
yeah.
Like for Halloween. Maybe instead of legs, this was just a car reversing at you at 60 miles an hour. I would sooner believe that than a pair of legs.
That would be... I don't know which is creepier.
Yeah.
If a pair of legs were following me 60 miles an hour, or somebody in reverse with freaking legs hanging out of the back of their car at 60 miles an
hour. I saw one this year around Halloween of like he had like a pole sticking up from where you would hook a trailer up to his truck, and somehow got like a scarecrow at like a perfect vertical angle or horizontal, like hanging onto the pole and just trailing behind him with like his hat flapping behind him and everything. It was actually I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
What if What if a ghost what if there's a ghost that collects body parts and assembles a new body?
That's Frankenstein, baby. A lot of people don't know that. That's a ghost in there.
No way.
No, I don't know. Wow, I should have ran with that.
You could have
your
easily.
Reality. Yeah. I'm more curious as to why.
Does the OP have no legs? And this is
his legs coming back. I feel like that would be something he might bring up in the story. I was like, how's he driving the truck?
People, I've seen things
that assist people.
I
have an uncle in a wheelchair who can drive, so it's like, yeah, that makes sense. My question is, why does media, and I guess people in general, have this fascination of pants or legs being just operating on their own? We've had two stories now, and I can think of a Disney movie and a TV show where that has been a plot of the TV show.
True.
Jimmy Neutron pants episode.
The pants, yep.
Wander? No. What was the name? Onward.
Onward.
Onward. And now two ghost stories. Like, what? I'm willing to bet right now we could look up pants yokai. Guarantee there's a pants yokai.
And how many freaking arm things are there?
A lot. In media, there's always like people losing their arms. And stuff.
Well, yeah, losing their arms.
Yeah,
but
never haunted arms.
What about just arms? Like,
yeah, why legs?
In the same, arms are more threatening than legs.
What?
Honestly,
what about legs has got the paranormal community just riled up? just some secret fetish we don't. That collectively, we don't all know. Like,
no, they're afraid of them. They're not in love with them.
Fear and love are very closely. Scientists say those are very closely associated feelings.
It's because when they wake up in
just
their bedroom,
about legs a lot.
It's when they wake up in their bedroom and they see legs. They see the pants folded over the chair.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Like, whoa, scary.
I have like, in my life seen pants. A piece of clothing on a chair and thought, I'm about to die. And then turned on the light and thought, okay.
But even so, it's okay. Never pants.
Yeah.
It's always like a hoodie or a shirt or a robe.
I'm at a loss. If anyone has the answer as to why paranormal pants is the most haunted item of clothing.
What was even I can't even remember the episode of Jimmy Neutron, the pants attack. I remember, you know, it's in the theme song.
Yeah.
But what
is
so threatening about the pairs of pants?
How
does a pair of pants, how do legs, like, hurt you?
Can you tell me right now, genuinely, can you tell me why Jimmy made the pants alive? Because I'm trying to think, and I can't remember what could have possibly been the beginning
of
it.
I know.
You do?
I think it's because...
Was there like a dance thing?
Yeah,
going
he
on?
Was like trying to. He was making a pair of pants that like made him good at dancing. I think
you think. See, that's why first.
And
thought,
then it just wigged out.
I can't remember the first half of the episode. I just remember all of them standing around in their underwear, and with pants surrounding.
I remember
them. That's all I've got.
I remember at some point they're like wearing the pants and they're like all jittering about.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
Tapping around. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's been
it's too
at least
long.
10 years yeah. since I've seen that episode.
I was hoping to trigger some kind of brain blast from you. get a full revamp. Why don't most white people believe in psychics when two white superpowers used them against each other for decades during the Cold War?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why not?
Whoa. Let's start at square one. Why don't white people... Most white people believe in psychics? Was that the question?
Why don't most white people believe in psychics?
Okay, let's tackle that.
Well, comma, when? When the two white superpowers, America and Russia, use them against each other for decades during the Cold War. Did the Cold War
lasted like
a year.
2 seconds.
I don't know how long it actually lasted, but I'm like pretty freaking sure it didn't last decades.
The Cold War was the war that never happened.
Yeah. But it was like just the countries being afraid of each other for X amount of time.
It wasn't 10 years. Nope.
No. Decades.
I know.
Is at least 20, baby. That's 20 years of Cold War. I don't think that's what happened.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
I can feel pretty confident that that's not what happened.
Maybe it's because of the psychics, Houston. Maybe that's why we need to...
Yeah, no. No, you never know. I mean, but I don't believe in them, so...
How does that conversate? How does that? How? What do they do? What? What is?
Why did Stalin and who was in charge? I was in charge at the time.
I don't
in
know.
America. I don't even know. Why did the president and whoever was over there both simultaneously think? Well.
Well, one of them grabbed a sidekick and the other was like, well, we have one too.
You think you're going to get away with that? No. I want to know which psychics were used. I want a list, a documented U.S. list of the psychics enlisted into the U.S. military to help with the Cold War.
And what is their job? How do you use a psychic in war? Because if it's the way that I'm thinking and it actually works,
what's the way you're thinking?
Freaking actually being a psychic and like reading the future.
Giving
location.
Telekinetic attacks.
Like you win.
Yeah.
You win.
No.
Unless. So how does a freaking. Okay. Here we are. Cold War.
Okay.
Each team has psychics. Psychic A says, this is what is going to happen. Uh-huh. This is what you're going to do.
Dude,
psychic B. Gets worse. Psychic B says, yo, they have Psychic A. He's telling him what you guys are going to do. This is what you're actually going to do. Then Psychic A gets wind of this because they're a psychic.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, Crystal Ball just gave me an urgent message. Scratch the last thing that I said. And it's just this never-ending...
Delete the missile codes now.
Yeah, this is... It's just a never-ending, like... Trying to be one step ahead of the enemy.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, maybe that's why the Cold War just never happened.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
It's just a psychic battle, duking it out.
It's still going
There's
on.
Two psychics.
And until one of those psychics keels over dead, it's never going to end.
There are two psychics, one Russian, one American, on a rowboat in international waters, just staring at each other. And they've been doing it for years.
And each time one of them tries to make a move, the other one's like, yep.
I saw that. I know what you were about to do. Do you think it could have been psychics going for the long con? Do you think maybe a group of psychics, I would imagine that's a close-knit community. Maybe there's a few high up and they say, hey, let's share intel with each other, claim we're psychic, and keep this Cold War going. And they'll keep enlisting us. Nothing will happen because we'll keep doing psychic things to make sure no missiles are launched, and they'll keep paying us to keep this together.
Dude, they started the war.
They started and
like,
continued the war.
Yeah, they're like, yo, president, I'm a psychic. Russia's doing this thing.
You can't go to the president and say, I'm a psychic. You have to be already close to the president and say, I am also psychic.
He's like, president, I'm a psychic. Russia's doing this. We need to respond. And then president's like, what you talking about? And then he like goes to the, he does some investigation, and the psychic at Russia is like, I'm in on it.
Yeah.
Whatever he said happened over here, I'm just going to make happen.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah.
It can be small.
He just has to prove he's a psychic.
Yeah, just
and
to...
And then Russian psychic has to prove he's a psychic because he's reading what's happening in America, because now America's all riled up.
And the psychics...
And now
like,
the Cold War.
Yeah, the psychics, they're planning all this, and they're like, but yo, we're literally going to start a war? And the psychic's like, whoa, no. We're not actually going to, like... have warfare going on because we're psychics. Once we convince everyone that we're psychics, we have complete and utter control over this war. All we have to do is every time somebody's going to attack, we just say,
nope, don't do
don't
that.
Don't do that.
Hey, can you give us some tips on what's going on in Iraq? It's foggy. I don't know what's going on in Iraq.
Oh, wait. I'm getting one thing. Don't go there.
bad move.
I don't know, man. All signs point to this being no.
Don't
who's
do
the
it.
Psychic here?
Kevin, I have exciting news because our good friend Tom the Bomb has weighed in on this exact question.
Oh wow. Boy, have we wasted the last 10 minutes.
intelligence agencies in mainstream society. I mean, also, Tom wildly and randomly capitalizes things, full words. I will be reading it in that.
So a quick brush up on who Tom is, please.
Tom is
a crusader.
A crusader is a good. I was going to say a sleuth, a detective, and yes, a crusader.
No, he's a hero
who just needs to bomb every paranormal question he can find on the internet. There's thousands. He has thousands of answers. Intelligence agencies in mainstream society don't care what people don't care what the popular opinion on psychics is. They are looking for any edge they can get against each other. If psychic stuff works, then well and good. If not, they won't use it. The CIA's remote viewing project, Stargate, went on for over 20 years before someone spilled the beans on its use. Afterwards was denial and a misinformation campaign to deny it worked. After 20 years? In parentheses. Word is, it was reestablished under another name, but put into even deeper secrecy.
There you have it.
I don't know what the Stargate is. What the Stargate?
It doesn't matter.
Tom, what's Stargate?
It doesn't matter. This is Tom. He has spoken. However, I do have to strongly disagree with the fact that he says if psychic works, all great and well, but they won't use it, would.
Oh my goodness.
Would you search it
Stargate
up?
Stargate Project was the 1991 code name for a secret U.S. Army unit established in 1978 at Fort Maida, Maryland, by the Defense Intelligence Agency and SRI International, a California contractor, to investigate the potential for psychic phenomena in military and domestic intelligence weapons or applications. It was a real thing.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
What?
I didn't know what the frick it was.
The government invested psychic powers?
Yes. That is sounding familiar.
That's wild.
Well, dude, you gotta freaking know. You gotta try it out.
Yeah. I guess.
If someone's like, yo.
But in hindsight, it's just even weirder to me that not even the U.S. military was immune to being swept away by George R.R. Martin and all of his.
Comes to you and says, Tolkien. You want to win this war? You're like, this guy's full of crap.
No,
but
Kevin.
We have to try.
Someone in the military watched Star Trek. Someone in the military watched The Conjuring.
Doctor
Someone
Who.
Someone in the military watched Star Wars and thought, what if we need to find out? They got swept. They probably spent millions.
Hey, look.
Of dollars.
No.
They have to. It's a facility. They use an entire facility. That's paychecks. That's lights. That's water. That's heating. That's paying for test subjects.
That is true.
Billions of dollars for psychics. I'm psychic. Come get me, U.S. military. Pay me out the nose. I'm psychic. You better test. You better find out.
We know you're listening. Because you listen to everything somehow. Here's my Trump card.
Whoa!
This is
it. Wait, at mid episode.
Yep.
Okay.
Just to wake up anyone who has fallen asleep.
You're just hitting him with the heavy one. Okay.
This is titled "Real Life Hadouken."
Ooh! Is there a how-to?
Well.
Okay.
Here's the story.
I'm excited.
Pay attention and maybe.
Maybe I'll learn something.
Does anyone play / used to play the video game Street Fighter? I remember back when I was like 8 to 10 years old, I played that game so much for PlayStation. I was even Ryu one year for Halloween. So, big time Street Fighter fan.
Yeah. You can't know no one else bigger.
So let me just preface this. If you're not this passionate about Street Fighter,
kindly leave.
Don't even think about Hadoukening any time soon ever. One day when I was in my living room,
I can't, Kevin. I know what you're gonna say.
When I was in my living room,
I can't.
By myself, in parentheses. I kept doing Hadoukens over and over and over.
I can't do it. I know.
A Hadouken is when the player shoots out a ball of electricity or some blue shiz.
Okay. So wait, I know nothing about Street Fighter, and I know it is one non-electricity or blue shiz.
Oh, it's blue shiz. It is blue shiz.
It's key.
Hey.
It's key.
Is it blue, Houston?
Yes, but that's what it is. I've never played Street Fighter once in my life, and I know it's key. I know that.
Were you Ryu for Halloween?
I guess not.
And it flies across the screen to hit the other player.
Uh-huh.
Only if you're good.
Yep. If you know the inputs.
Well, I remember trying really hard this day to actually
I need you to not finish a
Hadouken.
Story.
I swear on my life.
Oh my gosh.
He just swore on
his
life.
Wow. I'm gonna Hadouken this guy. He's lying.
Well, then he's not lying.
You literally don't even
have... Then you're in a paradox.
You really don't even have to read the last line, and we all know what you're about to say.
After doing this a million times in my living room, actual blue ball of light shot out of my hands.
It didn't.
Or in front of them, ? And slowly floated across the room and out the wall. It didn't damage anything.
Oh, well, that's good.
Or make any sounds.
Well, that's good. Good. It did, because it only works if you yell Hadouken. I've seen Street Fighter.
He didn't say he didn't make any sounds.
Okay. The Hadouken itself didn't make any sounds.
I remember just staring at it in awe, not believing what I was seeing. I know.
I immediately ran to Reddit, typing furiously.
I know kids have crazy imaginations, but do they really lead to casual hallucinations in the middle of the day? Anyone else ever willed something so hard as a kid and actually appeared in reality?
Screw this guy. Are you kidding me? Trying to like play the intelligence card like... I think
that's exactly what I'm saying.
I think it's hallucination as much as the next guy, but was it? That's crazy, right? Crazier than a Hadouken? Crazier than doing a video game attack? You nerd? Are you joking? Oh my gosh.
He's trying so hard to be like, yo, I understand. This doesn't happen.
Oh, wow.
Just sweating, waiting for someone to comment and be like,
"Oh my gosh.
I don't know, man. It could be real, actually."
He just needs it to be told. He needs someone to tell him it was true.
Can I be that person?
Do it. I want you to. Can you please? Is that how many comments are on
I
that
too.
One?
I too have Hadoukened once in my life. And I believe this story wholeheartedly.
Okay.
I believe it wasn't a hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever you are, you do a million more Hadoukens, and you very well may be the next Ryu.
If you did it once, then there is, by universal law, a chance that it will happen again. So if you really did do this and you were actually convinced that this happened, you set up a camera and you do not stop. You do not rest. You make it happen again and then you make all the money.
How does that even how do you go from being Ryu for Halloween and being spending 2 years of your life playing Street Fighter, and then you're like, "Yo, I'm Ryu, I'm doing Hadoukens in my living room. I'm a big fan." Then you actually do it, and then you're like, "Well, that was great." Street Fighter.
Was that lightning or some blue shiz?
You're like, "Yo, that was cool." Street Fighter, bye. Trash can.
Why?
He just...
Because he is the Street Fighter.
This is like a freaking reminiscent... Like, does anybody remember that old game Street Fighter? Like, when I was 8 to 10 years old, I used to play that game. I'd be a freaking Street Fighter fanatic for life.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and there's no mention of, like, I play, you know, like, I am diehard Street Fighter now. But, no, this is like, yeah, for, like, 2 years of my life, I had this thing where I like Street Fighter for some reason, and then I actually did a Hadouken, and I haven't really thought about it much since. I just thought I'd make a post on Reddit. I'd be like, I would spend the rest of my life
yeah.
to Hadoukening once
you
more.
You would be in the Street Fighter Capcom headquarters, barging into
saying.
The CEO every day. You're like, trust me, watch this. Watch this.
Who are you and what do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I did a Hadouken, and I need you to tell me how to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, dude. And you know what? I don't want to rag on this guy too much. Well, okay, I do. I very much want to rag on this individual.
It's too late for that.
I don't want to rag on the young individual who's, like, pretending to do Hadoukens in his room as a kid.
Well, sure, everyone.
Like, there were times where I'm in the pool and I'm like pushing water around, and in my brain I'm like, huh, waterbender.
Yeah,
waterbender.
I was Sonic the Hedgehog in first grade.
Oh, dude, you're preaching to the choir right now. saying prayers. Please, please let me be as fast as Sonic.
I was more about the grinding on rails.
Oh, you just wanted a rail grind.
Yep,
dude, Tony Hawk is what you were after.
Well, he needed a board.
Touché.
Sonic didn't.
On his feet. So yeah, I don't want to rag on
Then they came out
people,
with Heelys, and I was like,
people using their imagination and stuff. But to get on Reddit as a 20-something and try and convince me that you Hadoukened, no.
He knows it's silly,
you
Houston.
Suck.
He knows it's crazy.
You make me like you doing that made me angry at you for him. I just so frustrating. I want to talk to you guys about something special, a real treat I've brought for you guys. You know what ASMR is, right, my friend Kevin?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure we've all been exposed to it at this point. I've never really been one to participate. Not for me. I've never really gotten the appeal.
Yeah,
I watched a girly to stick a lipstick once, and I was like, I think that's it. I think I'm done.
Oh, gosh.
She ate it and swallowed it. And
ew.
Now I was like, no. That was like my first ASMR video ever. I was like, I don't think this is for me.
I've seen the pickle one.
The pickle one?
Yeah, the lady just eats pickles. Just crunches pickles.
That sounds disgusting. I would only think about the smell.
It's more pleasing than you'd think.
Yeah?
Crunchy pickle.
Just a crunchy, nice pickle.
Yeah.
No, I came across... Well, I also found out that the M in ASMR... This is a little tangent real quick, but the M in ASMR, when they made the what's that called? When you have, like... The letters down and...
Acronym.
Acronym. Oh, frick, I couldn't think of the word. When they were making that acronym, the guy who made the acronym for ASMR misunderstood. I can't remember what the M word is, but I know that he thought it had a different definition.
Oof.
And they've never changed it. It's just ASMR forever. And the M means nothing.
It doesn't pertain to it at all.
I think it means like... I don't know enough about it to like spout off like I know what I'm talking about, but I know it's wrong.
Is it monkey?
It is monkey. Well, I found
marsupial.
A lady who removes curses via ASMR.
Oh, I like that.
You would think so. She sings. She sings, and in this video I stumbled across.
What a freaking genius. Oh my gosh.
This video is titled Miss Miracle's Holiday Curse Removal Number 7 of 7, Service with a Smile. And I'm just going to let you listen in on what she has to say while I'll give you what I'm looking at. She's rubbing her hands on top of wrapping paper, open wrapping paper on a table.
Okay.
Here we go. I don't know how this is going to sound through my microphone, so... So that's about enough of that.
Is that singing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Did you recognize the song?
Well, yes, of course. Well, I think there were two songs where they're
Uma,
not.
Uma.
Numa Numa.
Yeah.
And.
Which I don't know the song, but I know that phrase, and I know it's like a. Is it Witch Doctor? No?
No, I don't know.
I know it's something.
But
the real star of the show. The Blue Man Group makes an appearance. This is the Blue Man Group ASMR.
Eiffel 60. 9.
What did you just say?
What is there? What's the band? Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Dye.
It's the Blue Man Group.
No, it isn't, you dummy.
You're so
dumb. You're so dumb.
They're called the Blue Man Group.
No.
No.
The Blue Man Group is not
I'm Blue Baba Dee Baba Dye.
Eiffel 65. That's who it is.
They are called the Blue Man Group. I guarantee it.
They're called Eiffel 65.
Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group is a group of people who are literally blue.
That's who sings the song, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
You're lying.
No.
What?
Eiffel 65.
What?
They are not the freaking Blue Man Group. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I can't believe this. I've thought for years with surety. The Blue Man Group sang the blues song.
No, they just like perform.
It just made so much sense in my brain. You're literally blowing my mind. This was like no joke. When I was like 7 or 8 years old, my mom hates that song because I fetching loved that song.
Oh, it's a
and
bop.
I thought the Blue Man Group sang the blues song, and it's not them.
I'm sorry.
What?
Buddy. I'm
that
sorry.
Is
you
like,
to find
that
out
is like
this
a
way.
Crime on like my memory. Because it's like, oh, that's really cool. They sing about how they're blue. How their physical bodies are blue in the
how
song.
He is blue. And you don't know it's about his physical body. It's his emotions.
I have a girlfriend and she is so blue.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Okay? But I highly doubt that his girlfriend is literally a Smurf.
I can't.
What he wrote about the Smurfs.
I can't believe this. I'm reeling. I'm like literally in shock. This is like there are no secrets left for me to discover. That was the last big one. The Blue Man Group didn't sing the Blue Baba Dee song.
Okay, well,
that's insane.
Houston, you can't let this pull you away from the real crime at hand.
Kevin, I think we have found a bigger fish to fry. What is it? I literally can't name one song the Blue Man Group's done then. Not one.
I don't think that they sing. I think that they're like... They're like the Jabberwockies. They like... Or wait. Is that who they're called? They just like dance or something. I don't know.
I didn't know.
I could be just...
I'm just...
Bullcrapping, but
I'm hurt.
I am darn sure they didn't sing blue.
You know, they really backed themselves into a corner with performing. You know, after like the third performance, they're like,
They're like, when are you going to do the blue song, guys?
No, like, no, I'm talking about the paint, man.
Oh.
After the third performance, they're like, well, time to paint our entire bodies again for the rest of our life. Like blowing up under that would suck.
Yeah,
you're like, this is it.
Is true.
This is my life now.
I've never really thought about that. People with like these super extravagant and like colorful and extra performances, they have to do that every time they
every
perform.
Time. And sometimes like multiple performances a night. You don't know.
Blech.
Blah is right. Anyway, what you wanted to get back to it? Sorry. I don't even know if I can do the rest of the episode.
What, you wanted to play that audio and then let it slide because you're dumb?
I can't. I guess. I mean, frick, man. Let her live her life. I don't know. I
can understand.
Just I'm
let her live her life.
I'm done. I'm done with everything. I'm broken. I'm a broken man.
Why is that song supposed to remove curses? What about that song
from Christmas wrapping paper?
What a genius, dude.
A genius.
Why didn't I think of that?
I like to think that this is like high-end, intelligent comedy that I'm not smart enough to get. And I don't think her viewers get it either. Her viewers think she's serious.
Check this out.
And I think she's being funny.
No. Is she?
There's no way.
Because I'm actually angry if she... If
no,
she's
I don't think... I think...
Joking around.
I think she's wacko bananas.
Okay, so... Here,
well, frick, I don't know.
Why don't I? Why? I'm just gonna start singing songs.
Okay,
singing these like soothing, mellow songs, and just say that I am purging the curses and bad spirits out of your home and out of your life.
So that makes sense. That tracks. That could be something
someone
does. And
that will be a whole different... Kevin, he's the guy that sings those songs that remove ghosts out of your
house.
And
some people might think you're odd, but also there's a lot of people who like...
I don't care.
No, but that's what I'm saying, right? To do one thing, to do the sweet songs to get rid of ghosts is like, that's kind of odd, but frick, man, I don't know anything about the paranormal. Maybe it works. I don't know. But then for the song choice to be the blue song, that just pushes you to a level of...
I'm insulted.
You're wacko.
Is that because, like, the only reason I can think of is that it's so good that it just thwarts bad.
A blue Uma Uma mashup to get rid of ghosts.
Houston, it's Numa Numa.
What am I saying?
You're saying Uma Uma.
It's the same thing.
And that's like Willy Wonka, almost. Oompa Loompa.
Nope. That's not how that works.
Okay, well, it's about as close as it is to freaking Numa Numa.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I had all these bits prepared and ready, and they're gone. I can't think of anything else.
We've reached a halting point.
I can't think of anything. Move me along. Go check her out if you want. Don't go like rag on her or anything, but it's freaking weird.
Don't rag on anyone. If I find out that anyone's ragging on anyone for anything.
If you go to the Hadouken Kid and start making fun of him in the comments, you don't get to listen to Phantasmagoria anymore. You're cut off.
I like to joke around, but I don't want to be like a cyber bully.
Can't be a freaking jerk.
I'm fully awake and was making soup.
Good. I'm glad you were fully awake when you were doing that.
I was half asleep and making soup.
And I woke and suddenly, soup. What a great way to wake up. Could you imagine if you slept walk and made your breakfast every morning and then woke up with it right in front of you?
That's so dumb.
That'd be amazing.
Actually, would be great. I'm fully awake and was making soup until I saw a black misty demon in the living room. What are those things? That's the title.
Okay, we can dissect this. I need to ask, why does everyone on Reddit who posts this crap, why do they insist on these details? Soup?
Oh, wait, no, there's more.
Okay.
I was making soup when I see this giant figure whip across my hallway. I brush it off like, meh.
Nope.
IDK, what happened there?
Nope. Wouldn't do that. Not
so I keep making soup.
Good.
I keep making soup, and then I see it staring me down. I scream and ended up burning my hand.
Oh, no.
With the soup.
With the soup.
I just want a word count on soup.
Yeah.
I have photos, but I can't post them here since it's not allowed?
Nope.
Who said that?
Kevin, I want you to hit back real quick on that, and I want you to look at the rules of the sub.
It really says that?
Huh?
It really says you can't post
pictures?
No,
I don't know, but I want to know.
Okay, I will after I finish this.
Wait, no, I know what sub you're using. I've seen pictures on there.
I keep research. That's what I thought. I keep researching, trying to figure out what it is. But I still just don't know. Have you encountered this before? And what are these things? Are they evil? That's what I thought. Okay. Wait.
I was waiting.
There's an edit.
Oh.
I didn't even read this.
Frick.
Turns out my girlfriend has experiences too, but she still isn't willing to tell.
And hers came out of the soup.
At least
staring up at me from her soup.
Is this a soup monster?
Hers was tomato basil. Does that affect the ghost? I do need to know. I need clarification.
Soups come in all shapes and sizes. No. Is there a particular soup that you just can't, that we just got to strike, that you can't make anymore? Say goodbye to split pea.
Could you bless soup in the way that you bless holy water?
Oh, like actually dedicated holy soup.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask
a cardinal
the archbishop because I don't know.
There's water in it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all you got to do is just make soup with the holy water.
Yeah. Yeah.
What soup? You don't make soup with water. It's water based.
All soup? I can't imagine that there's all tomato soup that basil. I make. Like water and tomato basil soup.
Yes.
Really?
It's soup.
I don't know. I can see it. Okay. Whoa. I can see a freaking stock with some water in it, but a thick, hearty soup.
It's its own freaking.
Sometimes it's creams, Kevin. What are you going to do? Bless cream? You idiot. You going to bless milk?
You said all these things that you're naming have water in them.
No.
It's its own state of matter.
Milk is its own. Is
solid,
its own.
Liquid, gas, and soup. So what's your point? What do you do?
I mean, maybe that's why the ghost didn't like come at the boyfriend, but it went at the girl.
It's there. Yeah, I've never had freaking a demon come up on me while I'm making
soup. It can't
get close,
though. It can't get close. I would be willing to bet there's an argument to say that holy water attracts ghosts, because ghosts don't like to show up anywhere unless someone is paranoid and creates holy water.
Wait, so you're saying that the ghost didn't attack this beast, this demon didn't attack them because they did use holy water in their soup?
Yeah. Which is sacrilegious. They're going to hell. But, but nonetheless, it's there and the demon can't do anything about it.
I don't understand why a demon, out of all the households in the freaking world that aren't using holy water to make soup, why are you showing up to that house then?
I don't want to like step on anyone's religion. Genuine question here, because I think it's like really sacrilegious to like drink holy water in the Catholic Church. I think you're not supposed to do that. Why? If someone's having demon problems, give them a jug. Give them a gallon.
Well, you don't get rid of them by drinking it.
But holy water like repels them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So having holy water in your system would just make you water's in all of your body. It's in every cell. If you fill your body with holy water, ghosts shouldn't be able to do anything.
I don't know. There's questions in every religion that is like, why don't you do this?
Yeah. Fair.
Because.
Yeah. I guess they come up for me with Catholicism just because like there isn't like any other religions that are inserted.
That's what did
into,
it for
like,
Houston. He was like, yeah, I was thinking about the
now I don't believe in God.
I was thinking about Catholicism, and then they like weren't giving people holy water to drink, and I wasn't about that.
No. Well, I think it's also just because like in all of like fiction, if there's ever like demon hunters or vampire slayers, like 90% of the time they come from the Catholic Church. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In like ancient Europe and things like that. So like that's why it's on my mind.
Yeah. Well, if you're trying to remind me that Catholicism was very powerful back in the day,
yeah.
I am aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a very, very popular religion.
Why don't they drink it? I just can't figure out why they don't slurp it down.
Well, there may only be one way to find out.
I'm not going to drink holy water.
Exactly.
I'm not.
There's your answer.
Well, because Houston? If Mr. Archbishop says, don't do it, it's sacrilegious, it's like, great, God might not be pleased, but demons aren't going to punch me in the face anymore. And that sounds great, like a great trade-off.
Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe, yeah, I guess that's true. There's got to be, I guarantee there's someone who's done it. Some kid who was innocent and was like, oh, I'm going to drink it. They drank it. And God was like, okay, I mean, I'm not going to get mad at you. You're a freaking kid. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
either.
Know.
Is that what we're...
I guess.
That's the solution? All right. Make your soup with freaking holy water? We've already assumed that you did.
That he does, yeah.
Keep that up.
Is there a soup or a stock or a broth that could, in anger... Maybe there's an ingredient you use that truly... pissed off the underworld. Something you and your girlfriend.
He's preparing either his least favorite soup or his favorite soup.
Ooh, that is a good point.
He's like, I want some of that.
And we need a soup count, soup word count on us.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking?
If he didn't want us to talk about it, then why did he freaking say it four or five times?
He shouldn't have made it the focal point of the story. He literally put more emphasis on the soup, how he burnt his hand on the soup, than the demon in his home.
The demon in his home, he literally was like, I don't know what happened there. I'm going to keep making my soup. The priorities in this man's life.
Yeah, it's not great. I've got a story from Corey.
A Corey story, if you will.
I work at a horse farm. Some of the pastures are pretty removed from the main part of the farm. There are no houses nearby, no buildings, just a series of big fields alongside a rural? How do you say that? I've actually never 100% known.
It's actually tough for some people, but it's just rural.
Rural? Okay. Yeah. A rural kind of way out of the road. The other night, I was making the long trek back to where I parked my car. It was around 10 or 11 p.m., and I was wearing a big coat and carrying a bunch of horse stuff.
You know, horse stuff.
Just horse things. horses and horse accessories.
From hooves.
Saddles,
to...
reins, horseshoes, the works. just a horse peddler.
It's a big load.
Carrying a bunch of horse stuff through an empty field. It would be. It would be a lot of material. General horse things are bulky, large things.
The direction, the quality of this episode is just...
I can't tell if... I'm really excited.
It's rapidly dry.
I'm excited to listen back because this might be our worst or maybe the one I've laughed the hardest. But
well, it won't be as bad as Progressive.
No. Or might Postmates. I add, some of the gain on... Our good friend Bard's mic last week. That stuff was brutal, and we are sorry.
It was rather harsh.
For Brad to get as sexual as he did and have an ASMR quality to his voice was a coincidence, I assure you. I can't stress enough that was a coincidence. Anyway, it was around 10 or 11 p.m. I was carrying a big coat. I was wearing a big coat. Horse stuff was in hand. I was passing through an empty field in the dark with no light because my hands were full and my eyes were pretty adjusted to the dark when a car drove by. I was just barely in the edge of their headlights, but the driver definitely stopped for a second, tried to catch me in their headlights again, and then drove off. I've been spooked by seeing a shadowy figure in a place I didn't expect, so it made me wonder if now I'll be the shadowy figure in this individual's story. Are we ever the cause of someone else's paranormal experience?
Ooh.
Is the question from Corey.
Was the driver horse-shaped by chance?
That's a dumb question. He's in the headlights. There's no way to tell. It was nighttime.
Oh, that's why it's a dumb question.
That's why it's a dumb question.
Hey, that's my stuff. What are you doing with that?
Was it maybe a horse driving the car? Of course not. There were headlights. There's no way to tell. Stupid show, stupid podcast.
Dude, horses crack me up.
They
on this
really
show,
do, man.
Man. Whenever we've talked about horses, it's just...
only a handful, but we've gotten heated every time. I think the first time we did it, we screamed at each other.
Oh yeah,
for like 20 minutes.
That's one of our bits.
It's so good. I've listened to that before, and I'm like, wow.
What up with horses, man?
Horses are just wild.
Horse stuff.
I don't like. Can I say? I don't like horses very much.
I don't either.
I don't actively hate them, but they're definitely like below average.
In terms of animals that I like. The amount of work you have to put into owning a horse is just not worth.
I'm not saying they're
the
not
payout.
They're not useful animals, and they're not very intelligent. But just something about the way they are, the way they look, the way they smell. It's just like my hands are up and I'm backing away. I'm like, I don't mind. I don't care. I don't care for any of this.
Exist, but just not around me.
Yeah, I just don't want to see. Like they are they are below average animals. But I say that, and then you look up like a horse fact of like. How they can like pull exponentially more weight if they're pulling things with a horse they trust. And it's like, that's crazy. Did you know about that?
What? Who?
So a horse, let's say, I'm going to F this up, but let's say a horse can pull like 1 ton.
Okay.
By like pulling it hooked up to it, right? If a horse is paired with another horse that it trusts, like they know each other, they can do like 3 tons instead of 2.
Yeah. Synergy.
Yeah.
What that is.
Yeah. But it's like, The me saying 1 to 3 is like lowballing it. It is a drastic increase.
Oh, really?
Like a frightening increase. So people were like, I was listening to a show once where people were like doing the math of like, what if you got like 10 horses? Just infinite weight.
This has been Horse Facts with Houston and Kevin.
Yeah, I can't. A lot of podcasts have talked about this exact thing. I don't want to go off on a tangent on that.
So what if, so... Dude, Corey is carrying horse stuff. I can't even imagine what that would look like as a silhouette. So to answer your question,
you got a saddle on your back, are you ever the reins on your other arm, tied to your hip? I don't freaking know.
If you're carrying horse stuff, you're not like wearing it. You're not attempting to be.
Well, you got like
you got a saddle on your back, reins in your mouth.
I'm not saying Corey's on all fours with a saddle on their back. I'm saying like maybe they strapped it to their back and are walking upright like a person would to carry more material. Kevin, good word.
Because if I'm driving along and I just see some, I'm like, yo, that's just a.
Maybe they thought you were a half horse, half.
I need a word count on yo. I just noticed I've said that like 15 times this podcast, yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of hate myself.
I haven't
for
even
it. I'm
noticed
sorry.
Or paid attention to that.
I'm sorry, but they have stuff.
Okay,
and but if the okay, if a kid comes around and doesn't have anything, I drive by and I'm like silhouette of a kid. Big deal. He's okay. Probably like he's this on his person. Farm. Cool.
Yeah.
But if I see a silhouette of just this jumbled like thing with legs,
it's a shadow.
Yeah, but we'll.
Well, then again, they had headlights.
Yeah, they
did. So they probably could have seen a little better.
Perhaps. I think there's a point that if you, like, drive by, like, if you're, like, out of your peripheral vision, mm-hmm. Things could get pretty distorted.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the answer is yes. I mean.
Yeah. You know, I have that story I've shared on the podcast of that really tall, skinny, bald, pale guy in a hospital gown. Waltzing towards me like a zombie. Towards my car.
Dude was just a hospital patient.
He could have. I have literally no joke. This is not a joke. I have thought occasionally. I mean, it's been the past.
But he needed
that I can
help.
Do now. That might have been a man who needed help. And me and my date thought we got to get the out of here. And he could have seriously needed help. But I mean, he wasn't there when we got back. So maybe I hang on to that fact for dear life that he probably got help.
That's even worse.
Why?
He wasn't. He's gone.
I don't know, he probably got it. I don't know. Don't do that. Dude, literally though, that's the other part of it.
Sorry.
This is kind of another tangent, but that's another part of it. When I do think back to that, and I think maybe it's someone who needed help, I am reminded that the person in the car with me, who I didn't know at all, it was a first date, also saw this weird thing and was also very scared. That is something that makes me like, gives me the willies a little bit. It's like,
uh-oh.
That is
weird.
That makes it a little more real.
So, I guess...
Yeah, the answer is yes.
If you're that person, then...
Keep an eye on social media stuff for someone posting, like, on horror story Reddits or stuff. Keep an eye for someone posting, I saw a jumbled mess of...
Do we care about that, though? Do we care that somebody thought we were spooky?
No. But I'm saying you might have the opportunity, if someone thought it was significant enough and you know that they were scared of you, confused, you can go on and be like, hey,
they
heads up,
this...
if you were in this area of this state, that was me on this day.
They make like, we get Tom. they make this big long post. They're like, I was driving
Detective
down the
Tom.
Interstate the other day and like out of nowhere, I see this alien looking thing come out onto the road and I turn around and try to look at it again, blah blah blah, just this big long article. I've looked into this and that, I've done research here and there, and I think this may be what it is. Does anybody else have experienced it? And then you comment, you're like, that was me.
Yeah.
Dude, don't kill yourself, bro.
You should.
That was me with horse stuff.
You need to do that every time you find a story to bring on.
That's going to be Tom's new tactic.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, no, that was me. I did that.
Dude, we need to get,
I was there.
We need to get Detective Tom on this podcast one day.
Somehow.
Have him drop some bombs. Drop his famous signature Tom bombs right on this podcast.
It would just be us versus Tom.
Yeah.
Be like, so this story happened from one of our listeners. And so what do you have to say about that? Oof, that would be such a freaking... That'd be like a bonus episode.
Oh, dude, Tom, I want to meet him, man. do you have another one?
I'm good.
You're plumb out?
We're good on time.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, you guys, thank you for listening. Check us out on Phantasmacast on TikTok and on Instagram. Share the posts. Share them with your friends.
Sam should be back next episode.
Yes. Yeah, he will be.
So,
in fact, I think... I think he's getting into town within the next few hours.
Here he is right now.
Oh, Sam! Welcome! Welcome to the podcast!
Hey, everybody. It's me.
That's old joke.
Merry Christmas! That's where I was. I was with my family. Okay, bye! See you, buddy!
We're not making that joke anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about, but hey, Sam, Kevin... That's trailing too far. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Check out our streams. They're freaking fun. I didn't do one this week because I didn't want to. But I will next week. I've already set some plans for it. So
my brother's stream that I am typically on, Gluten and Ghosty, on Twitch. It's on Twitch.
Yeah.
I'm also coming out. I think I'm going to release my next single like this week.
Really?
So
I didn't know that. That's
exciting. It's one that I didn't send in to get mastered. It's not as great quality as the other ones, but you live and you learn. You know? So,
and that's Chris Ghosty Twitch, right?
So Gluten and Ghosty is my brother's Twitch.
Okay.
But then to find my music, you just search my name up.
It's literally
on all platforms.
Kevin Siraj is the only search to my knowledge. And then Huey Vaughn, HueyVon. I've noticed a bunch of people jumping on after I post the Twitches, which is fine. That's dope. I want as many people to see it as possible. I will say, it's really fun when you guys hang out. I love talking to you guys specifically about the show. So if you guys want to chat about the show and like I can answer questions for you guys and stuff, I love it. I think it's freaking a blast. So jump on when I do that and we'll have fun. And life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.